Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The Crackle original six-episode docu-series Promised Land chronicles the meteoric rise of Memphis Grizzlies guard and reigning NBA Rookie of the Year, Ja Morant. A true underdog story following the intimate journey and personal evolution of a professional athlete during their rookie season at the NBA, working hard to achieve his dreams of basketball superstardom. Promised Land was created and directed by award-winning sports filmmaker Dexton Deberie. Art visionary, strategist, content pioneer, multi-talented writer, director, producer, and an amazing storyteller. He's been involved with a number of multifaceted projects. He wrote, directed, and produced the award-winning feature film Unbanned, The Legend of AJ1, about the Air Jordan 1 basketball shoes, which ultimately changed the game of basketball. Dexton Deberie, creator and director of the Crackle docuseries Promised Land, our guest on This Week in America. Dexton, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
What was it about this story, Ja's story, that's so compelling that you decided to do the docuseries Promised Land? What was it that really interested you in his story?
It's really twofold. You know, first of all, I was kind of I had this itch of an idea, which is how a lot of ideas kind of are born within me, that just sort of evolved and grew, but sat in the back of my mind. And it was based on this idea that, you know, I felt like we'd never really seen and experienced a rookie, somebody coming into the league and actually experiencing their dreams unfolding in real time.
Yes.
And getting to know really what it was like, you know, as a 19-year-old, you know, boy / becoming a man. And as that actually happens, you know, we've seen a lot of legends reflect back and recant stories of their rookie season and what it was like. But, you know, it's always revisionist history after a few years go by and a lot of money's been made and fame's been attained and all that. It's hard to kind of really put yourself back there, and it's always sort of a reflection. And so I was into the idea of doing a story that was much more in the moment and in real time. So that was one. And then two, specifically around Ja, which, you know, they were sort of disconnected thoughts originally. I was tracking him, and I was always really kind of fascinated by this idea that, you know, he was such an underdog, and I felt like he was, you know, undercredited and underconsidered and really deep within the shadows of Zion when, you know, he was a force unto himself and should have been considered, you know, much more and much, much heavier by everybody, but just wasn't. And that resonated with me on a personal level because I just feel like I've been an underdog so much in my life and I know what that's like. And I know what it's like to sort of use that as fuel to prove everybody wrong and maybe even to prove myself wrong and do things I never thought were possible. And those two things coming together made it just sort of the perfect storm and him the perfect subject.
And you described the style as sort of like riding shotgun with Ja, and that's exactly it. We're there in real time as all of this unfolds. Unfolding was the most unusual season in NBA history. Widespread social unrest, global pandemic, renewed player activism. How did he handle all of this?
Extremely well. You know, he, you know, we get to really kind of, we see him wrestle with it a little bit and try to figure it out to a certain degree. But, you know, that's real and that's human. And, you know, I think that where he landed with all of it, you know, with his social voice and dealing with the pandemic and using that time to better himself, you know, the way that he sort of took on, you know, his rising fame and notoriety, and still remained really focused on the game. All of that, you know, is a crazy combination of, you know, his character and his upbringing and his family support system, and then the building blocks of character that just, you know, lie within him naturally. All of that, you know, sort of came together, and you get to see him put those pieces together and navigate through the season, especially through a season that none of us could have predicted.
Ja Morant is who we're talking about, winning NBA Rookie of the Year. The docuseries is now on Crackle. The director and the creator, Dexton Debaree, with us on the program. Got about a minute left. You talk about Ja. It probably is a good look at what a future star athlete can be. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think the generations past, you know, it sort of took a different mentality. It was a bit winner takes all, the relentless pursuit of greatness. You know, very sort of, you know, self-centered kind of notions and ideas. And I think that that's a fallout of past generations. And, you know, what Ja represents is, you know, team first, pass first mentality, both in his game style, but then even as a human being. You know, he's so conscious and aware and cares and is compassionate about other people, maybe more so than he is of himself. And that's just a pretty radical shift from sort of the superstars of old, if you will. And I think it speaks to the generations that are coming up right now in general.
It's a remarkable docuseries. You get a glimpse the night of his NBA. Here's this 19, soon-to-be 20-year-old getting ready to live a lifelong dream since age 5 to play in the NBA. And Dexton is there with his crew capturing all of that. It's the docuseries on Crackle, new 6-episode docuseries called Promised Land. Our guest on the program, the creator, director, acclaimed sports filmmaker, Dexton Debaree. Dexton, thank you for being with us on the program.
I really appreciate it. It was my pleasure.
You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.